Karma has arrived. The Republican National Committee, recently named as its head of election integrity, Christina Bob. Christina Bob, that name may sound familiar. She is one of Donald Trump's lawyers. She was also Donald Trump's custodian of records. She was the one who signed that all of the documents were returned to the FBI and DOJ from Mar-a-Lago when they visited back in June of 2022. It turned out that it was all false and she had given them incorrect information. And in fact, there were still tons of classified documents still at Mar-a-Lago. Christina Bob also moonlights, or maybe her main job is to work for right-wing media. Christina Bob was just indicted in Arizona in connection with efforts to overthrow the free and fair election in 2020 in Arizona. I want you to think about that. Lara Trump, who's the head of the RNC and Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, appointed. Remember, Lara Trump fired like 60, 70 plus people who were loyal to the RNC, who would work there for a very long period of time, fired them, got rid of them. They all thought they were going to actually have jobs there. And who'd they bring in? One of the first people to run their election integrity division is Christina Bob. And just a few months later, she is indicted in Arizona for her conduct. And first, you've got Rudy Giuliani basically throwing her under the bus right away. And of course, you know, Giuliani has also been indicted in many other states as well. And Giuliani's bankrupt. But Giuliani basically says, you know, she was the one who was closest to Arizona's Christina Bob. I'm sure Christina Bob knows what she's doing. Here's what Giuliani had to say. Play this clip.
Now,
and when you say that, go into that a little bit.
Well, I didn't spend as much time on Arizona as I did, let's say, with Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I know those better. I used Christina Bob to a large extent, and I'm not putting anything off on Christina. If Christina said it happened, it's probably even more accurate than if I said it happened.
But okay, let's actually listen to what the head of the RNC's election integrity has to say about election integrity. Let's take a look at this interview with Christina Bob from 2022. Yes, 2022. So 2 years after Donald Trump lost all of the court cases and Donald Trump tried to overthrow the results of a free and fair election, Christina Bob, in her capacity as Trump's lawyer and a right-wing media host, a right-wing media host and Trump's lawyer, custodian of records anyway, she talks about overthrowing the results of the free and fair election of 2020 in 2022. And by the way, she's continued to talk about overthrowing the government to this day from 2020 results. That's what she's doing. That's who's running election integrity. Play this clip.
Evidence that Joe Biden cited cheated. So they could withdraw their electors or they could actually decide to award Trump electors, although I would anticipate they would probably just withdraw the electors. And if that happens from three different states, three different resolutions go into Congress, and I'm sorry, I'm summarizing this.
Right.
It's a complicated issue, but it would have to go into the U.S. Congress to decide whether they want to accept the resolutions, whether they want to act on them or not. So it's a complex issue that needs to be handled complexly by different state legislatures and the U.S. Congress. And I actually think that's it's designed well, because you don't want this to be something that you can quickly, easily
Correct.
Overturn elections. It needs to be something that you need many, many elected officials to take action on. You have to have the majority of in this situation, the majority of three different legislatures say, oh, you know what, we got it wrong. Then Congress. So it's a complex issue. I don't know that this Congress would take action on it. However, after 22, if
well,
we replace them, there might be. Who knows?
Like you said, it's never been done before,
right.
But that's why this primary coming up in November is so, the midterms rather, is so important.
Yeah.
It's important that we get it right and we try to call out.
You know, so no wonder she got indicted. I mean, she's literally talking about the crimes. And that's the thing with these MAGAs as well, because Donald Trump's whole shtick is the dystopian reality show that he wants to trap we, the people, in that we must resist. These MAGAs tape themselves committing the crimes. Like, here are the 11 fake electors in Arizona all meeting, taping themselves after the 2020 election, submitting a fake elector slate of Trump and Pence after they knew that they lost. This is a video of themselves committing a crime. Play this clip.
This is a certificate of the votes and the 2020 electors from Arizona, with the undersigned being the duly elected and qualified electors for the President and Vice President of the United States of America from the state of Arizona, do hereby certify the following. A, that we convened and organized in the city of Phoenix, County of Maricopa, state of Arizona at 12 noon on the 14th day of December 2020 to perform the duties enjoined upon us. B, that being so assembled and duly organized, we proceeded to vote by ballot and balloted first for president and then for vice president by distinct ballots. And C, that the following are two distinct lists, one of all the votes for president and the other of all the votes for vice president, so cast as aforesaid. For president, Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida, number of votes 11. For Vice President Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana, number of votes 11.
Thank you. Here's something you probably didn't know. 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality. With Mother's Day right around the corner, give your mom or yourself the gift of sleep. Saying that moms do a lot is the ultimate understatement, and our mothers deserve quality sleep, and I know just how. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive Mother's Day offer just for our listeners. Use code MIDAS for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth uses only the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Talking from experience, the Cozy Earth bedding is truly the game changer you need in your life. And here's a bonus. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth's products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. It sure did for me. I love Cozy Earth because they truly stand behind their products and quality. Well, it's super soft and top-notch. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance sleep quality and overall wellness. This Mother's Day, treat mom to the luxury she deserves with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize her self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code MIDAS for 35% off after placing your order. Select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Once again, head over to Cozy Earth, CozyEarth, CozyEarth.com, and use that promo code MIDAS for 35% off now. So that's who the RNC appoints as the head of election integrity. Now, we also know what Lara Trump's been saying about her efforts and what she plans on doing. I mean, first you had Lara Trump talk about how she's filing lawsuits in all 81 states. So that's a major part of their election integrity efforts, to sue in all 81 states. That's what she believes. There's 81 states. Play this clip.
These poll workers, we're going to have lawyers in all the major polling locations across the country. We have lawsuits in 81 states right now. We won about a week and a half ago.
And Lara Trump's next mention, or next reference to her election integrity efforts with Christina Bobb, who she's appointed, is also that she says that they're going to have people at the RNC physically holding on to ballots and handling ballots, which is unlawful, and admitting to a crime. Here, play this clip.
Now have the ability at the RNC not just to have poll watchers, people standing in polling locations, but people who can physically handle the ballots. We want people all across this country.
Can we do this? I want to hear, this is really fascinating to me. So
yeah.
You have 100,000 people who are they, I think I saw paid at one point, but whatever, irrelevant. But so they will be stationed inside polling places? I didn't even know you could do that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, So there was a moratorium for about 40 years on the RNC actually training people to work in these polling locations and the tabulation centers where the mail-in ballots come in. And last year, the judge who implemented that passed away, so that was lifted. And that gives us a great ability as we head into what I assume everyone understands is the most important election of our lifetime.
But what else would we expect from Christina Bob, who tapes herself further incriminating herself? By the way, this is what Christina Bob has been doing recently as well. She went on one of these right-wing media networks and threatened Christopher Wray, the Republican conservative FBI director appointed by Donald Trump. And her threat to Christopher Wray is that you should be very worried about what's going to happen to you if Donald Trump is elected. Trump appointed the FBI director, Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray's a lifelong Republican. But because there are prosecutions against insurrectionists who tried to overthrow our democracy, the MAGA Republicans want to lock up the Republican FBI director, Christopher Wray. Here, folks, again, is the head of election integrity who was just indicted in Arizona. Play this clip.
They're going after President Trump. They're raiding President Trump. I mean, the only thing that the FBI is targeting is conservatives. So I think Congress is doing a very good thing by taking a closer look at this. I think Christopher Wray should be very, very nervous about a change of power coming when President Trump gets back into office, because I think he'll lay bare what the FBI actually has been doing.
And you remember that after Mar-a-Lago was searched by the FBI, Laura Ingraham had Christina Bob on her show, and Christina Bob was asked, so did he have like nuclear records? Was there nuclear secrets there? We now know he did. We now know that he did. Trump's defense right now is that they become his personal property, that he should own the nuclear records because that's, he says that there's an absolute right for former presidents to own or to keep on to anything that they want to, including our nuclear secrets, our war plans. But before the depths of depravity went even deeper and right-wing media embraced the full authoritarianism, I mean, there was a full authoritarian approach back in 2022, this was a shocking concept. Oh, you had nuclear secrets? Now it's like, yeah, I got nuclear secrets. Again, it just, the depths get lower and lower and lower because the right-wing media, as Trump said, I'll shoot someone from Fifth Avenue, y'all still support me. I'll steal nuclear codes in their mind and you'll still support me. That's how cowardly the right-wing media is. But here's Laura Ingraham asking the now indicted Christina Bob about this. Play this clip.
Okay, so Christina, just so I'm clear about this, I want to be really clear. Is it your understanding that there were not documents related to our nuclear capabilities or nuclear issues that had national security implications in the president's possession when the agents showed up at Mar-a-Lago?
That's correct. I don't believe they were. And if they thought
well,
they
do you
were,
know for a fact? Court- do you know for a fact I, they were? I, have you spoken to the president about it?
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there. The legal team had done a very thorough search and had turned over. We'd been very cooperative with the Biden administration and the DOJ and turned over everything that we found that we had. So it's my understanding on very good belief based on a thorough investigation that there was nothing there.
And like Christina Bob only has one move. She accuses all free and fair elections of being fraud. It's the bad thing. Here she is recently at the when Andy Beshear won becoming the governor of Kentucky for another term. Christina Bob suggested that that was fraudulent, that, you know, a Democrat winning in Kentucky, it must be fraud. No evidence. She just says it. Play the clip.
Election.
Well, I think what yesterday proved was that the voters show up for Donald Trump and no one else. I mean, that's effectively what happened. I mean, you didn't have conservative turnout in a lot of these places. I mean, the Mississippi governor, Republican governor, won re-election. The down ballot in Kentucky was all Republican, with the one exception of the governor voting Democrat. I thought that's an interesting race that, you know, I don't have any reason one way or another to try to opine on what happened in Kentucky, but it is interesting to me that the entire statewide down ballot, which had about probably five other races on it, all went solidly Republican, about 60-40. And yet it flipped on the top of the
table. And that's who's running election integrity, a now indicted Christina Bob. But what else would we expect from Lara Trump, Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, and this, as I said, dystopian cosplay WWE fascism, bizarro reality TV show that MAGA wants us all to be, you know, living in right now? This was a recent interview that Lara Trump gave with a right-wing podcaster, Alex Stein. Play this clip.
I asked her if it was okay if you're married to have anal sex. And that was a big deal. I asked that because I said, is that legal? And I would never, I just want to say, Laura, I would never ask you a disgusting question like
that. You never asked me something like
that. I would never, Laura, I would never say anything like that. This is a free speech. If you have it, you know, if you want to say, if you want to give your opinion on it, you're welcome. But I'm not, I would never ask you anything about that.
Hold on, I have a question. Is it legal to do?
Yeah, well, you know, they say sodomy is illegal now. Yeah, in the Bible. Is it legal in the Bible to do that? Like, with your husband, of course.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, once you are married, everything is legal and everything that everyone enjoys, whatever it may be.
That's it, Laura! Oh my God, I love you! See, you're such a good sport. Everything's legal. So my wife and her boyfriend, whatever they do, it's totally legal.
Here's another portion of that interview of Lara Trump with Alex Stein. This is like their big, very popular right-wing podcaster. This is where MAGAs get their news from. This guy, play this clip.
You're the best. We love having you.
Before you go, I need a two-box producer because I want to show you this. So now there's Dylan Mulvaney, Laura, before you go, is now the sponsor of Bud Light. And so we're going to do a little test. I'm going to take a sip of this Bud Light and we're going to see if it turns me gay. Are you ready?
See.
Bye, Laura. You're a great guest. Oh my gosh, I'm gay, Laura. Oh my God, I love it. I love being gay.
I don't notice a difference.
Oh, you don't notice a difference?
Are you wearing your Nike sports bra as well?
I am wearing my Nike sports bra. It's right here.
And then there was a whole segment where Alex Stein was burning a baby doll and repeatedly kicking it over and over again. So, as I said at the outset of the video, karma. You have somebody like Christina Bob, Trump's lawyer in Trump's inner circle, getting indicted for interfering with the Arizona election results. And you heard her in her own words. You could see what she's saying. You could listen to what she's saying. And that's who's running election integrity. On the other hand, you have the President Biden's campaign has close to 500 field offices, get out the vote efforts, digital operations, on the ground operations, canvassing operations. And then the Republicans have Christina Bob, Lara Trump. Judge for yourself. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million thanks to your support. Hit subscribe. It's free.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.